Well, it is a special edition here on the UND Football 360 podcast. We've been doing some interviews here throughout the fall and get people ready for fall camp. But, Kelly, the biggest question I think we hear is, who's going to be the quarterback of this year's team? Do you hear that wherever you go?
Pretty much every time.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about anything else, really, guys. And, you know, we're lucky to have him here. And,
yeah
it's that's all with the new. We hear a lot about the defense. We do hear that. What's the defense? What's it look like? Just because they ran the same defense for about 40 years, you know. So, yeah, I'd say quarterback's number one with a bullet tank.
Well, there's more in the room, but we were able to grab three of them here. Simon Rumpfo, Jerry Kaminsky, and I wrote it down. Let's see if we can do it. Javance Tupouata Johnson?
No.
Tupota?
I heard something different when he explained it.
Grab the mic here.
What is it?
Tupouata.
Yep. Tupouata.
Yep.
Go. Tupouata. I'm going to get it one of these days. But, Simon, you're the veteran. You're the oldest here. Mm-hmm. Well, how old are you? 22 years old. Just tell us a little background on how you got to UND and kind of how your career has gone here. Just refresh us a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... probably not a lot of people know exactly how it went, but, you know, I got recruited as a junior, and then COVID hit, and then didn't hear much for a while, played my senior year. Had a lot of smaller schools offer me, but, you know, I really wanted to come here, so after the season, I sent out a message to Coach King, the receivers coach at the time, because he was the North Dakota guy, and I said, I know there's probably no scholarship spots left, but if you guys have a PWO, I'd be interested, and you know, he got back to me, and then from then, Coach Freund, the old QB coach, would call me about once a week, and then ended up just working out and committed after the during the second recruiting cycle that goes through. And then, once I got up here, it was just fun working with Coach Freund for those first 3 years and had a good time. And then when Coach Frichte got here, you know, it's been fun with him too. So it's just been a good 4 years. And, you know, you grow up in North Dakota, like, you want to play for North Dakota. It's just how it works, you know. So it's a dream come true, really.
We were having a fun talk. We were mentioning you played at Langdon.
Yeah.
Whatever. No disrespect to the other towns. I can't think of them now. What are they?
Langdon, Edmore, and Munich.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I'm a Hillsboro guy, so we were having a little smack talk. We saw each other in a couple of those state championship games. Mm-hmm. And be nice if we could have a rubber match, huh?
Yeah, I know. That third one would have been good. It would have been fun.
Javance, your first year here, you got here in beautiful January. Yeah. I think we had sub-zero temps for you in your first month. But tell us how you got here this past year, and what it's been like for you.
So after my second season at San Diego State, I entered the portal in December. And then whenever Coach Schmidt got the job here, he reached out to me, and then Coach Frichte reached out to me. And then, yeah, just had a couple conversations over the days. Probably talked to him, like, every single day during that time period. And then came on my visit here. Loved it. I like Grand Forks. I know some people probably didn't think I would, but no, I like it. It's much more calmer than California, and I grew up in California my whole life, so it was good for a change. And then just ultimately trusted Coach Frichte and Coach Smith and what they're doing with the program. So, and then, yeah, I just made my decision off of that.
Okay. Tell us about where you played high school ball and kind of what level was that in California?
I played, it's called the Mission League in California. I played for Chaminade, or I graduated from Chaminade High School. But, yeah, it's like Division II out there. Really high level of, like, competition and stuff. So, yeah, that's really it.
Probably saw a little different competition than Simon did week to week.
Yeah, probably.
No disrespect to North Dakota. But.
None at all.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, that one commitment you guys got from the Cook kid or whatever from Texas,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver, and he played last year. So I pull up, you know, his team was like 4-6 or something. I'm like, geez, 4-6, all right. And I go look at the wow, they're playing Duncanville and Cedar Hill, and I'm like, I'm looking at these names, and I recognize the names. I'm like, well, that's probably why you're 4-6.
Jerry, tell us how your journey to UND and what it's been like so far.
In high school, Coach Freund recruited me mainly. He was one of the first coaches that ever got in contact with me when it was legal for coaches to start building relationships, so that meant a lot to me. And then Coach Schweigert followed early too, and I would talk to them, kind of like Simon was saying, talk to them weekly, had some really good conversations, and built some really good relationships up here, and then came on a couple visits. Loved it, loved Grand Forks, felt like the people up here were awesome, and it felt like a family, so decided to make this place home for me. And then going through with Coach Freund year one was awesome, and then when Coach Frichte got here, nothing really changed. Felt like the same, like had a great relationship with him, and as you know, you do that, and then you're trying to learn a new offense, but you're also trying to build new relationships, and I felt like that went really smoothly with Coach Frichte. He did a great job in the room, getting to know all of us and building those relationships that we had with Coach Freund, even though he didn't recruit us. So ultimately, it's been a great 2 years here so far, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Real quickly, before we get to that, I want to talk about the recruiting process a little bit as a quarterback, because we were kind of joking around. There's only one position, you know, hard, other than the kicker. But what is said to you as you're going through the recruiting process, knowing that it could be 3-4 years before you have an opportunity to compete, depending on what's there? How does that go as a quarterback?
Right. It's kind of crazy. Like, you never know really what coaches are just telling you because you want to hear who's being honest and what. And that's what I really liked about Coach Schweigert and Coach Freund, is I feel like they were very honest with me. You know, they said they had some older guys in the room, and when it was my time, I'd be able to compete. So they never really pushed it on me that I was going to play early or do whatever. So, yeah, I mean, the recruiting process is crazy as a quarterback, and you're talking to so many schools, and then they kind of just filter themselves out with who gets guys and who offers who first and who is like, oh, we got to wait to see what 3 or 4 guys do, and then it's your turn. And you never really want to feel like a backup plan to a team, so I felt like that was something that was important to me.
Was it different this time around, Javance? You know, you did it out of high school, and then you get in the portal. Did it have a different feel?
Yeah, I would say it was just everything was much quicker. And like me having to make my decision, didn't really have much time to, like, you know, take all the visits and talk to all the coaches 24/7, all that, like I did in high school, because I would have years to do that. So, yeah, it was just, I say, just a quicker time span with only a month, but it wasn't nothing crazy.
Yeah, what is it, the old interested or I'm hanging up?
Well, that's what my son's going to be a senior here, and he's, you know, getting a little bit going on and stuff, not more D2, D3 stuff. But same thing, you know, you hear from him, so then I ask him, hey, what are they saying? Well, you know, it's just like you want stuff to happen, like back to the high school version, I'm saying, but it doesn't happen. And they keep, like, string, you know, it seems like they got to keep you warm just in case, but you don't know how warm. And I mean, it's, and then you put, now he's not a quarterback either. So it's like, well, factor in that you're a quarterback and they're only taking one more than likely for their, so each school takes one. They're gone. It's like, do you guys sense, like, you know, but you guys versus your teammates, let's put it that way, when they're being recruited, is the pressure on you guys more? I mean, did you guys feel it more in high school versus, you know, knowing, yeah, schools are, you can, they're only taking one, yeah, you know, is my point.
Yeah. I wouldn't say pressure. I mean, obviously you have some sense of like, oh, I got to make my decision kind of quicker than everybody else, because like you said, it's only one spot that can be taken up like in a minute. So, and then the schools just moves on, or like, if you don't give them what they want to hear, they just move on to the next guy and stuff like that. Like Jerry said, and you don't want to be the last option. You want to be like the first option to a school. So, yeah.
It's pressure I can't even imagine. How is the chemistry between the three of you and the other two guys in the room right now, even though every day it seems like is competition for you, and it could maybe factor who's going to be taking the snaps on day one?
I think the room as a whole is pretty good with each other. And we always hang out. We're always the last ones meeting, so we drive to the Wilkerson together and eat there together and then come back. And we do everything together, so especially during fall camp, because we hang around each other all the time. So I think everybody has meshed well together this camp and spring, and then also at an ETN, I think, didn't cause no bumps in the road. I think everybody's just good in the room.
Yeah, okay. Simon, as the leader, do you feel that right away? Does it maybe have a different feeling than last year because you have been through this before?
I think so a little bit. You know, it's kind of the same, but it's always a little different, you know, every year that you go through it. But, you know, I feel like as a group, like you said, like we're really like we're close, you know, like we hang out. Like in the summer, like we'd like play cornhole against each, like, you know, us four or five all the time and just do stuff like that. So, you know, you go through it and it's like it's kind of the same every year, but there's always a little bit different, you know.
Looking at the offense, I have something written. We're just going to start bouncing dumb questions, eh, and stuff, okay? So some are good, some aren't good.
You're not going to get good questions out of us.
No, I just don't know how to ask them. Favorite play to run? And you can use the verbiage. I don't think it's not inside verb. If you use the verbiage, that's not bad, is it? The actual what you'd say? Or do you just yell out numbers at the line? I heard somebody yell 49 at the line. Well, I don't know what that meant. Or 48 or something. Is that the play? Can you, did he tell you not to say? Hey, whoa. We got
Jeez,
issues.
Kelly.
Hey, here. I'm sensing something here, Tank. I'm not supposed to be asking this stuff. Is that what I'm sensing? Give me a head nod.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Do you like, is there like
what
a
style of play? Don't use the verbiage. What's your favorite style of play to run? When you hear it come in, you're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to run that. What is, like, what's the play style? Like, what is it? I assume it's a pass.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. It's got to be a pass, you know.
Which one are we talking here?
Yeah, I like little just a
zone read, roll out, or what are we?
Yeah, I you know, I like sprint out, but okay. I like to, you know, just like short little passes, like get in a good rhythm and, you know, just kind of get you in a good rhythm for the game.
All right, Javance?
Yeah, I'd probably say quick ones like Simon said or like pure progression ones I really like a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, our base stuff that we're running a lot, you know, you're comfortable with it. You get in a good rhythm, like Simon was saying, you get some good completions. And
okay, so you guys like the easy stuff better. So you're not,
we love
not hitting with the spider 2Y banana stuff. We're not doing that. We're not, okay.
I'm surprised.
I have a feeling Coach talked to him before this.
Said the home run ball. Chicks love the home run ball, guys.
They all look at each other like.
The chemistry is on because you guys were all on the same page.
All right, hey.
I can't wait to hear the next one.
Yeah,
that
one went well. Yep. All right. Is this an easy offense to run, or is it complicated? The fans might want to hear this. I mean, when they're out there, we can't tell what you're doing. You got two guys on the sideline. You got red hats, blue hats. You know, you got all this stuff. For a quarterback, is this an easy offense run, or is this a mental thing where you got to think? Is it a tough, like you do your work during the week, so it's harder, easier, or how does that go?
Yeah, I think Coach Frichty does a great job getting us ready, like especially during game week throughout the week, is we'll always have to go up on the board, and he makes sure that we know it. We know exactly what we're reading, who we're looking for, like the exact coverage that we want to see, and where we're going with the ball, depending on that, and then he does a great job of also just letting us be football players and make those decisions on our own. So I would say it's just like any other offense. It's tough to learn at first, and then once you get a grip and you feel like you've mastered the playbook, you really start to relax, and then especially when the offensive coordinator is giving you the keys to the wheel a little bit, it just makes it a lot easier.
Okay. Yeah. How does this compare maybe to San Diego State?
I would say it's a lot more pro style than San Diego State. San Diego State, our thing was like fast tempo, no huddle, like get the play in as quick as possible. It was kind of like we were doing 2 minute the whole game. Here's a little more slower pace, which is fine. I like it, you know, get to settle down, think, look at the defense, and talk to your teammates about what they got to do and what you're looking at and all that. So,
okay. All right. I'm going to get to the one where we think. Okay, this is a good one. Who's the most interesting quarterback in the room? Oh, my God. They broke out laughing. Like, we were tipped.
Hey, we were tipped on this.
We were tipped off on this one. So I was going to say, hey, who's the funny? You know, I was gonna, well, so, somebody to be not named said, ask him who the most interesting quarterback in the room is.
Jack Sulik.
Jack Sulik. All right. We need. Yeah, Simon, you need to expand on that.
Yeah, it's Jasu, Jack Sulik for sure. He's just a funny guy. Like on the surface, like he's super just mellow and calm. But once you get to know him, like that guy is so funny. Like some of the stuff he does, he's hilarious.
Can you give us an example? Like maybe the last time he cracked the room up?
Oh, I guess.
And this is on the internet. Yeah.
He, is it one of those deals where he doesn't even know he's doing it?
Yeah. Kind of. He goes, I guess probably we were walking out of the meeting room a couple days ago, and usually I drive everyone over to meetings, and I'd parked on the other side, so we had to walk across, and Javance goes, "Oh, my gosh, Simon, we got to walk." And Jack goes, "Well, why don't you drive?" Yeah. And he doesn't have a car. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
He's funny. He's a funny dude.
Oh,
good. See, that's good, though. You need those guys on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Does he know when maybe to do something like that when the room's a little tense? Can he be a nice
guy? Or
icebreaker?
Is he the guy who just does it and he doesn't even know he's doing it?
Yeah, I think.
Or is he just like that? He just does that.
It happens like naturally, like at least once a day, like at least. So.
All right, Tank. What else do we? Oh, yes. Okay, audio earpiece. You guys using it now?
Yeah.
In practice. Okay. Yep. I want to hear each of your thoughts on it. Start with Simon. What do we got? Audio earpiece. What do you think? Your thoughts on it? Good, bad. Still getting used to it. Is it gonna help? Is it going to help when it comes to the game, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really like it a lot, I think. Okay. You know, just to hear the play sometimes is, like, easier for me, I guess. So I like to really hear it, and then, you know, it gets said to you a couple times every time. So I think it'll be easy, you know. Like, who knows? Like, Javance probably know more if it's in a way, if it's loud, you know. You got to cover up on your helmet a little bit. But, I've experienced so far, I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I had it last year at San Diego State. I think that was the first year we did it in college football ever. It was nice. It helps a lot with, you know, getting the play call in faster. Then you can see the defense and take a pre-snap look way better and way faster.
How much extra talking does the – I mean, I imagine like Isaac Frickty will not want to inundate you with information. Mm-hmm. But does he maybe throw something out quick before the cutoff time, or how does that?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes he'll give us like a down and distance, like, oh, 3rd and 6 right here. You got to be smart with the ball or something. Okay. Don't take a sack.
Like a mentorship type thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, or like remind us what's going on in the play or our read and stuff. So like little quick things like that.
Have you had to say in camp, dude, you're talking too much. You're messing me up. Just real quick and easy.
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right. Would you ever say that?
Yeah,
the
probably.
Heat of the game?
Yeah, I feel like we all would.
Yeah. What do you think of it, Jerry?
I really like it, too. Like Simon was saying, I feel like it's a lot easier to just hear the play call a couple times and then slow down a little bit, get to see the defense, see the front, and just really get a plan at the line of scrimmage. I feel like that's been a good thing. And then, like you were asking, I think Coach Frickty's done a good job of keeping it short and just telling us the play and maybe – hey, don't forget a motion here. Or like Javance is saying, 3rd and 6, be smart. Or maybe think 4, we might go for it.
Will
like
you
that.
Still have the guys signaling and red hat, blue hat?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you'll be doing the earpiece?
Yeah.
Well, so were we saying, could there be a time where he's not using the earpiece and you know it'll just look over to the signalers?
Yeah, that could definitely be something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then he would just...
Yeah.
Nobody would know what you're doing it except
exactly.
You guys would be the only one.
Right.
Would there be an angle to that? I'm trying to think. Is there would there be a reason to switch back to the old way to get signs from the sideline versus not have it in the helmet? Would there be an advantage, I'm trying to think?
I'm not sure. Maybe just unless like something happened.
Grab the mic there.
Yeah, unless like something happened with the helmet where we can't hear anything or something. That's why we learn the signals, just in case like something bad like that happens.
Is there? Do you want to be the red cap or the blue cap, or do you guys care?
That doesn't matter.
It's like I work better in blue, guys. Can I wear this one? It's really one guy doing that, and then the other two are just dummy calls, right? You like to do the real
Once
thing
again,
or the
hey,
dummy calls?
They're both. They're all looking at each other again. Wait, they're not answering.
We got to have a word with Coach Frickty. He's no fun. You know, this is supposed to be informative.
We know when we ask the wrong question when they all three look at each other.
Yeah.
All right. All right, what do we got here,
guys? How about this? What offensive lineman would you invite into your guys' room? who'd fit in the most? What lineman would be most like a quarterback?
was like,
or are you guys like, you know what, our room's good enough, we don't want any of you guys in here. You're big and smelly. And
I would say Lawson Lotus. I think he's really an intelligent player. I'd probably go Lawson.
Good local kid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Knows.
I'll probably go Ben Buxa.
Buxa? Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking Caleb Olson. Get some good energy flowing.
Okay. Yeah. We'll make sure they don't hear this, so they think they're welcome. But I just thought, you know, I'd throw it out. How about someone other than Coach Frickley? What coach would you guys like in your room?
What do you like in your room?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would have to break down your tape. Oh, boy.
Boy.
Thinking.
Yeah.
God, who am I thinking?
Oh, we got one here.
I got two. I like messing with Coach Wilkerson and Coach Maeva. Those are my two favorites right now.
Other side of the ball.
Yeah.
I met Coach Wilkerson over the phone last week, but I watched him this morning. Well, that guy can get after it. Like, I was scared of him. Yeah, he's about my height.
Yeah. Those two get me going during practice. So.
Yeah.
Say them too.
Yeah. Are you guys self-motivators, or do you need a little kick in the butt from your coach or teammate every now and then?
I'll say both.
Both?
Once I get that little kick in the butt, and then – like they said, the short completions kind of help build your own self-confidence, and then you just keep rolling from there, like a snowball effect.
Who's the best dressed in the room? You got anybody? Or are you guys all?
I mean,
you guys all t-shirt and short guys?
It's pretty basic.
So now, no Hollywood? Not one guy just sticks out and always shows up ready to go?
No, I mean. Yeah, ETN's definitely got the most swag on the field, I'd say.
Well, the new guy.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is he the rookie of the class, even though Javance is new here, but he's got experience?
Yeah, no, he's been here for, what, two or three months now? So, yeah, he's just getting used to everything.
Does he carry your guys' shoulder pads? Or?
Nah, that's a good idea, though.
Hey, Rook, carry my helmet. Man. My fingers are tired from carrying the team all day.
Hey, have you guys started looking at Kansas State yet?
I think we've had a little bit, not a ton, but we've talked about it a little bit more than anything.
More worried about it. More worried about UND.
Yeah, ready for right now, yeah.
Of course, you'll get to watch them Saturday. Yeah. I suppose, mm-hmm. They'll be playing in Dublin. So,
bad thing, you know. Popcorn in the theater room then, and while you guys watch the game?
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Have a little
idea,
pizza though. Party, maybe?
Yeah, we should.
No, that'll be good. You guys get a little
taste. Speaking of that, the diet has changed around here, the nutrition. You know, I ate dinner with you guys this spring, and, God, I had to give my weight before I got in there.
Yeah.
What's that been like, and how do you feel the changes off the field that you guys have implemented this fall?
Yeah, I think like all the like new like vitamins and like we get shakes after every lift. Like I think the shakes to me make the biggest difference, like of keeping your weight up, because sometimes it's hard to like I think eat right after you like play or workout. So you get a shake that, you know, has 700 calories or whatever, it's really easy to like gain 5 pounds or like at least maintain your weight, and then you get to eat after. So I think the shakes have made a really big difference for me, at least.
Yeah, how does the nutrition program compare to like San Diego State last year?
I mean, yeah, it's amazing what Coach Schmidt has done since he got here with the, yeah, like you said, the vitamins and the shakes and then the meals after workouts and stuff. He's done a really good job of feeding us and making sure we're all good with all that. And yeah, I think probably the vitamins for me, I used to try to take vitamins every day. I would just forget. But now that they got it for us and they're constantly reminding us that we need to take them, I think it's good for the whole team.
Got to go to your tray.
Yeah.
In your little cubbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been great too, especially like what Simon was saying with the shakes, and we're getting meals every day. And like you were saying about the scale, I know exactly how much I weigh every morning and every night. I could probably tell you how much I'm going to weigh tomorrow morning. But it's good to follow that, and they're honest about keeping our weight up and maintaining or gaining if you're supposed to be gaining. And you either get a gain shake or a maintain. So that depends on what's your goal weight and where the coaches have put that. So that's been great.
What can you lose in a practice? Have you ever weighed in and weighed afterwards? Like, who's got the record?
I think Nate D yesterday was like 10 pounds from the morning to night when he weighed out after. So
lost?
Well, he weighed in the morning, what? And then at night it was like 10-pound difference or something. But usually for me it's
that's
about 4
healthy.
To 5 pounds.
What the heck happened there?
Oh, that's a weekend at the lake for me. But I'm going the other way.
Yeah,
not good. Is there a timetable that you guys would like to see the position named? Like, do you need a full week of prep, or are you guys good up till game time?
It's hard to say. It's not really up to us, you know. Like, you always prepare as if you're the starter, no matter where you're at on the depth chart. So, I think as long as everyone does that, then we'll be ready to go, whoever they choose.
Yeah, I was gonna say what Simon said. I think we all probably prepare like we are gonna start. So I think, yeah, like you said, whoever they pick, I think will be perfectly fine and ready to go out there and compete against whoever we're playing.
If you guys, I personally have a feeling you're gonna play multiple quarterbacks. Now, I don't know that. Obviously, you guys know more about the team than I do, but do you sense that? Like, we could have, you know, being, you know, we have runners, we have throwers, you know, you guys, all three you could run, really. So do you get a feeling like there can be packages? I mean, without giving away the game plan once again and stuff, but where there be packages where multiple of you guys are going to run, go in and out of the out of the game at different times, maybe line one line both in the game at the same time, two of you, I mean,
yeah,
you know, that type of thing. Do you sense that happening?
I mean, we haven't talked anything about that, so I couldn't really tell you if it is going to happen or if it's not. Yeah, just kind of, I think we're all just taking it day by day to see what happens and what the coaches want to make, what decisions they want to make with us going so far. So,
okay, just stand ball on the sideline ready to
roll.
Simon, you look the most like Quincy. Are you going to be the tush-push quarterback this year then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Quincy's
similar
pass
size.
The torch down to me. I can
show you how to do it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, but you could get
exactly,
lost.
That's
there.
What I say. That's all the linemen say. I just go right under the legs. No
right.
You'll fumble Ruski when you put the ball down. You crawl right under. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get mentioned about your size? You know, I mean, I like you because you're more my guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do people mention that much?
I mean, Coach Frickie likes to make jokes, for sure.
Your own coach does?
Yeah, he likes to make jokes. But, I mean, sometimes, you know, it gets brought up. But, you know, not a ton. It's not something I've ever really worried about. So, I'm, you know, not worried about it. But
yeah. No, it's it worked last year, you know. It was fun to watch you play. But, guys, we appreciate you taking the time. I don't know if you have anything, Kelly. But,
that should be good. We hit it pretty good.
I know fans are excited. It just feels like there's a new momentum to UIndy football. And, year one, we haven't played a game yet, but there's a lot of positive things. And I think watching you guys do this in a professional way just helps the team and the program. So best of luck to you guys. And just visiting with all three of you here, I know the room isn't going to change no matter who's there because what's the old saying? You're one snap away?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, hey, thanks, guys, and best of luck this year.
Yeah, thanks for having us.